Y'all
heard? I hate you.
1, 2, 3.
What? I don't even know how we started. Hey, everybody. This is Y'all Heard.
1, 2, 3.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody. I'm sorry.
What?
I thought you were counting. You
what?
Count them better.
1, 2, 3.
Hey,
everybody. This is Y'all Heard. A podcast where me, Marissa Phillips.
And me, Pete Phillips.
Are not related. Thank God.
Yeah, because I messed up. This is a podcast where two friends with the same last name explore the mysterious halls of the sometimes unusual, sometimes unexpected, and sometimes completely unremarkable, so that we can share with you what we found along the way.
In other words, we tell you things you didn't know you needed to know.
And one thing you need to know is that we just did this, and I didn't record it.
Yeah.
Where we have switched to Zoom, and, you know, it's a little different.
Yeah.
So before that, how are you? Or before having to do all that stuff again, Marissa, how were you?
But are you going to splice in how you said you were? Or
I mean, I just want to, okay, if I can repeat what matters. This episode comes out the day that the WNBA season starts. So tune into your local Ion television channel. And you'll be able to watch some WNBA basketball starting at 7:30 tonight.
All right.
I'm also sad because the Cavs are losing. So, yeah, they lost. They're out of the playoffs. I think sometimes if you kick ass for so long, you eventually get a little tired. And you know what? I mean, it happens. I'm tired all the time because I'm kicking ass all the time. So I get it.
Yeah. And I thought they were good, but I don't know. I don't watch basketball anymore. But
they're the number one team.
Oh, well, sucks to be that.
Yeah, and then I had to turn it off when it was like 30-10. I was like, no, I can't watch this happen.
Mm.
I'm gonna watch Law and Order Toronto.
Well, I'm sorry for your loss. For their loss.
When you watch Law and Order Toronto, I feel like it was the first time they were ever in the court because I was like, why are they dressed like that? Oh, that's right. It's Canada.
Oh, that's fun. Have you ever seen a show where there's court cases in the UK?
Yeah.
I was like, is this a joke? Anyway, I'm okay. I was going to talk about one thing, but I'm going to talk about two things very briefly. One, my mother booked a cruise. My father's 76. My mother's, I don't know, 70, not 76, but younger, somewhere in her 70s. And they thought it was leaving for Manhattan, which they have a bus that goes directly to Manhattan. They just found out it leaves from Brooklyn, and they don't have a bus directly to Brooklyn. And my parents are so afraid of navigating New York. I said, like, just take a taxi. And she was like, we gotta like carry things to the taxi. And I was like, it's too bad you don't know anyone in New York. She's like, I do. And I was like, oh my God, I asked them to take you. And she was like, no. And I was like, why? And she was like, I don't like asking for favors. And that's been my mother and my father's motto all my life. And when they see me ask people for favors, they like low key get mad at me. Like my parents have had very stern talks with me multiple times because like, I've had friends do like really large favors for me, but like friends do that. Like I don't like, I don't know. So, but also I don't find that a really large favor. Like there are people that drive in New York. They're very good friends with my mother. My mother's never asked for a favor in their lives. And I was like, you're making your life unnecessary. Like I felt so bad for my mom. And then I found that out. And then I like, Loki feel bad for her. Like I was like, you're making your life unnecessarily difficult. And she's like, I don't believe in favors because then I owe them favors. And I was like,
yeah. So if somebody ever comes to your town, then you can drive them around too. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, like
that's never gonna happen.
I have like a psychotic. Like when people do me favors, it haunts me because my parents have like conditioned me to be haunted by that. Like so, yeah. Anyway, so that's one thing that my parents are going to make their life so difficult because they don't believe in favors. And two,
or give a person a gift card or something.
Yeah, there are. And then so the favor's over. So many ways to navigate that. Once I had COVID and I couldn't get back to Philadelphia, because I was like too sick to take to like go to the bus and take the bus, mm-hmm. and my parents were driving the city, so my friends volunteered, and I was like, "No, that's crazy," and they were like, "No, we're gonna do it," and I was like, "This is like too lavish of a favor." I was like, "I owe you so much," and she was like, "It's not tit for tat," and she looked at me like, "What's your problem?" Nicole and Michael, I'm referring to you. But I wasn't saying it in an insulting way. I'm saying like, you looked at me like, why would you think friendship's that way? And I was like, wow, you really taught me a lesson there, a lesson my parents need to learn. Anyway, the other thing is my exterminator came.
It's really, by the way, it's really nice to be in a relationship with somebody who thinks everything is transactional.
Yeah.
It's the best.
So I'm trying to unlearn what my parents tell me. The other thing is my exterminator, it's important that you all know I don't have roaches. I have an exterminator for centipedes that my landlord won't pay for. And God, if you knew what we pay in rent, you would be appalled that they don't pay for that. Because, Pete, my rent went up $200, which I've never had rent go up that much. And holy shit, I'm not going to say how much I pay because you're all going to think I'm a fucking idiot. Anyway, so my exterminator came. He's a nice man. And he seemed kind of down, so I asked him what was wrong. And that's when I found out he was getting a divorce. And what I'm about to say doesn't reflect well on me. Because I don't think this was an appropriate question to ask, but there was so much weird silence and I just kept going, I'm sorry, and I have social problems. So then like, just, I feel like I didn't word it as badly as I'm going to word it now, but like, I was just like, he was like,
what,
I was married.
What that bitch do?
No, he was like, I was married for 10 years and something. And I was like, honestly, I'm newly married. Like, I don't know, like. Do you have any advice or something? I feel like that's a rude question to ask someone who just got a divorce if they can guide you. But I was like,
what should I not do that you did?
Yeah, but like, anyway, I asked it. I asked it in a way that I feel like was not so jarring. But I was like, and I should have asked that. I won't go into the details, but he was like, you want my perspective as a man? And as soon as he said that, I was like, ooh, I don't like it. And I was like, sure. And then, I'm not going to get into it, but he just went to like a lot of statements that definitely showed like a grand prejudice against women as a whole. Like,
that's going around.
Yeah, but I think he's got a really nice guy. Like, in my interaction with him, in a general sense, I have no idea. But like, I was just like, ooh, sometimes you don't want to know everything about someone. And he just kept being like, and that's just the way he was wording it. It was like weirding me out. He was like, listen to your man and support him. And I was just like, yeah. And he was also saying things that were like common sense human wise, which made me think that he now believed like the way he worded it made him think like most women are evil. Like, anyway, I'm not going to go into the details, but he just kept saying things and I wanted to be like, yeah, of course. Like, you were like so common sense. I think at one point I couldn't take it.
You just been like, oh shit, listen, I should be doing that.
Yeah, he was like, when your man has problems, ask him about it. And I was like, okay.
That's not always, you know.
Yeah,
some people don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, but at one point I was like, I understand. I don't think I'd do that because it was something so absurd. And he was like I couldn't take it. He was just,
I don't
like,
think I do that
weird thing. And he was like, yeah, you say that. She'd say that too. And I was like, I don't want to be this guy. Anyway, and then he told me his in-depth revenge plan, which honestly most people would probably find very petty and cruel, but I'm a very petty person. So I was actually like, yeah, I get that. So
I'm going to take all the bugs that I find at work.
Yeah, I won't go into the specifics, but I found it pretty reasonable. But, I learned that I am too, not even nice is the word. I open the door when I should know better to, than to open the door. I'm learning that over and over again in my life.
A friend of mine at work, he came by and he was telling me that he was getting divorced, and I could tell that he was sad, so I said, I'm sorry, but I was like, if he wants to talk more about it, he'll talk more about it.
Yeah. Well, it's too awkward. I didn't say, like, tell me about it, but I was like, he was like, I'm depressed. And then he put his hand up, and I didn't know what that meant. He was showing me his hand with his ring finger, and one of his fingers is kind of crooked, so I thought maybe he broke his finger, so I just said, oh, and then he goes, yeah, 10 years, and then I connected the dots, and I was like, I'm sorry, and then it was silent, and then I was like, you can feel free to tell me more details or not, I don't want to pry, and then he gave me details.
Yeah.
Also, I just want to, I'm sorry, I'm going to stop talking about this, but we have a ring camera in our back and our front. Once, we didn't have a ring camera in our backyard before, and Aaron texted me once, like, are you dead? Did the exterminator leave? Because I guess the exterminator, like, came in, but it looked like he never left our house because he, like, went through the back door. And but I was like, what are you, do you think I'm bagging the exterminator? He's like, no, I just, are you okay? But anyway, now we have a ring camera in both sides, so, like, not that Aaron has nothing better to do than look at the rings, but, like,
Aaron texted me and said, why is the bug man crying?
No, we don't have a ring camera in our house. He doesn't know that. But I was just like, he just wouldn't stop telling me. And I was like, if Aaron's paying attention, this guy's been in my house for a really long time. And I was like, oh, I'm going to stop asking questions. I don't want to have to explain why the exterminator's been in our house for an hour. So anyway, let's go on.
Marissa, I thought you would enjoy this as an icebreaker, but you might not. If you could recast a movie, but all of the characters would be Muppets, what movie would it be?
Ooh, okay. Interesting. Do you have an answer ready already?
Well, I started thinking of Marissa movies, movies that I've seen with you, but then I couldn't remember a lot. And then I thought, you know what? If they really committed and they didn't make it into a joke, I'd like to see Gonzo be John Wick.
But you still want it to be, like, graphically violent, which I assume it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, that's the thing. I want the Muppet to play the role. Now, it's up to you if you want to actually cast real Muppets or if you want, like, say, like, a Muppet version of Keanu Reeves to play John Wick.
Gotcha. So, yeah, so that's interesting. I like that. Because I was going to say something that was weird, but then I realized, like, I don't like when I see Muppets, no, puppets at all, having sex or, like, being graphically violent. So, like, I was like, what would be absurd but isn't, like, super gross? And I've decided I want The Conjuring.
I like it.
Yeah, I 100% want The Conjuring. Like, yeah. Fully commit to that. I've never even seen this movie, but I don't know why the first thing I wanted to say was Twin Peaks Firewalk with Me, which I've never even seen. But then I was like, doesn't that deal with incest or something? I don't want to see Muppets in that.
No.
So, yeah, so I stick by mine. But John Wick, I like that. I also didn't see that, but I like it. So wait, yours are the straight up Muppets. Okay.
At least yeah. Gonzo is, like, the, like, mobsters and stuff he has to kill. I don't want them to be, like, the shrimp and,
I would say I don't want the main cast to be any well-known Muppets, but maybe I want, like, Fozzie to play
the
one
nun.
Of the demons. The nun is not in Conjuring 1, okay? By the way, before we get into an episode, I just want to say, this is on Dumois, which, if you're not familiar with that, it's just a celebrity rumor account, but it's very well regarded for, like, getting hot tips before anyone else and then being accurate. Word on the street is they might be doing a new Muppet show that is just in its original format, like a variety show with celebrities on it. just like the OG? And if so, I have the biggest boner. I don't have it yet. I don't have a preemptive boner.
But so everybody's got to save up for Disney Plus?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I did the episode. I was trying to cut off before your segue, but I'm the one. Okay. Whatever.
Let's see. Hold on. Speaking of old concert halls.
What? I don't know. That doesn't link. Speaking of old shit. Okay, speaking of old shit, in the first grade. Okay, guys.
When Marissa was old shit.
Yeah. This leads to something. I'm not just saying how cool I am.
Yeah, you are.
In the first grade, sometime, I don't know, I got pulled out of class one day, and I had to take a series of tests for something called the Gifted Program, which also goes by the name Gifted and Talented Education. I took some tests. I vaguely remember that included, like, puzzles, logic problems, math problems. I even think I had to draw something. And I just remember being long. At the time, I wasn't given much context because I was so young, and it seemed really random. But I remember shortly after that, my mom got really excited, and I started getting pulled out of class every so often to attend gifted classes.
Do you think you could pass that test today?
You know what? Probably no. Part of me, I don't know if I was telling you or I was telling Aaron, that I was like, for some reason Mensa went into my mind. I was like, does that still exist? And I was like, ooh, could I be a part of that? Since I was a gifted, I know I kind of have a high IQ. But I was like, nah, I probably wouldn't have a high IQ anymore. I just feel like I'm real stupid now. So I was like, and then if I know I don't have high IQ anymore, I'll be devastated. So I'm not going to open that Pandora's box. Oh, yeah. Also, like, he said it very kindly. But, like, I'm really bad at math. Like, I'm so fucking bad at math. But when I was in elementary school, I was the co-president of the math club. And I told Aaron that. And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, I know.
How many people were in the math club?
I don't know. I don't even know. But I just know I was so good at it that I was president. Anyway, so to those of you who may be unfamiliar, the gifted program is a
just,
sort of...
Sorry. Just so you don't feel too special... I also, I went to Catholic school for the beginning of my academic career, and then I had surgery on my knee, and I was out of school, and then they had to test me to get back into school, and they were like, hey, this kid's smarter than we thought he was.
Okay.
So then they put me in the gifted and talented trailer.
What the fuck is a, it was a trailer?
Yeah, and okay. On the first day, the guy was like, okay, we're going to review our times tables. And, like, I could do them in order. But he was like, 7 times 8, 9 times 7. Like, he was just, like, all over the place. And all the kids were, like, responding like they were robots. Yeah. And I was like, no, I don't want to do this.
I just want to say, and I'll get into this.
So I was gifted and talented for three days.
Oh, so like you just said, like, I don't want to do this anymore, so you didn't go?
Yeah.
Oh, I will say this. The gifted and talented programs vary wildly. Like, I remember, anyway, just a side tangent. My mother was so upset when we moved to Pennsylvania when she heard what we were doing in my new gifted and talented class. Because the guy was like, really eccentric, and he was doing really off the wall shit that was not like math based or anything. So like, yeah, I don't even know if there's oversight on what you end up doing in those classes. But anyway,
the teacher who ran mine is, his name was Augustus Peltonen.
Ooh, that's a fancy name.
Right?
Yeah. But my point is, yeah, that one sounds very academic. I've had very academic gifted classes, and I've also had ones that were like clusterfucks. But anyway. To those of you, and Pete, that doesn't make me feel more special. That should just make you feel special and special, and we should feel better than everyone.
Yeah,
okay?
Shut up. Don't call us if you were in the kids' program.
Yeah. So to those of you who may be unfamiliar, even though I feel like we made it clear, the gifted program is a sort of educational program, which is for children who have been identified as quote, gifted or talented, which is kind of vague. But so what does that mean exactly? Well, I think they have mutant powers. Yeah, that too, probably. Well, it probably varies from state to state. But as for PA, in order to qualify as gifted, a student must meet two requirements. The student must be mentally gifted, which means have an IQ of 130 or higher on an individually administered test of intellectual functioning. And they must be found to require specially designed instruction not ordinarily provided in the regular education program in order to meet identified gifted needs. Determination of gifted ability may not be based on IQ score alone, and students with an IQ below 30 may also be eligible for gifted support if they exhibit abilities on multiple criteria that strongly suggest gifted ability. That still sounds pretty vague to me, but whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It sounds like we can put the principal's daughter in gifted and programming just because she's the principal's daughter.
Yeah. Now, what I remember about the program is nothing earth-shattering. Pete told you a bit about his program. When I was in Long Island, I recall my gifted class included a lot of logic and math problems that we had to do. And that school was very well funded. So I do vaguely remember we once went to some thing with kids from around the country and we like interacted with astronauts or some shit. But then I moved to PA and I went to a school with a lot less funding, clearly. And, I remember my mom getting really mad about the gifted program in elementary school. My intermediate school gifted class, I just remember fucking sitting around doing math problems and us all being like, what the fuck is this? And then my high school one was pretty cool. We learned history. There was a lot of debate. And once we were like tasked with creating our own language. Also, what's interesting is I don't know everywhere, but I know that a special ed teacher taught gifted in my intermediate school and a history teacher taught my gifted program in high school. So I don't really know who, like anyone could teach, like I guess like any teacher could teach the gifted program possibly if they just want to. I'm not sure. Do you know who taught yours?
I think he was a math teacher.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, it seems like the flavor of your class just depends on what kind of teacher you have.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is really all I recall about the program. That and the fact that almost everyone in that program, myself included, was really socially weird. But whatever, like that's cool. That, you know, us smart kids are just on a wavelength of our own. Am I right? Anyway, guys, I feel fine saying that because I feel so stupid now. So again, I am not bragging. This is all I have to cling to because I feel like a fucking idiot now. Anyway, so why am I telling you all this? Well, because the gifted program I was in was actually a secret CIA training program. And the reason I don't remember that aspect is because the majority of my memories have been suppressed. Pete, do you know that you were in a CIA training program for 3 days?
No.
Yeah, okay.
We might not have gotten to that part, but...
Well, no, your memories are just probably suppressed. But anyway. Okay. Or so TikTok tells me. What?
They've been suppressed, not like erased?
Oh, or erased. There's two thoughts.
Okay, yeah. That's kind of old hat for CIA, right?
Yeah. So, I apologize if I repeat myself because we recorded episodes out of order, so I reference what I'm about to say now in the episode that comes after this episode, but whatever. But basically, while scrolling TikTok the other day, I came across some weird video. It showed a tiled room in blue and pink pastels with multiple water slides, and the entire floor is filled with water, but it's like less of a pool, more just like a big room flooded with water, and there are random piles of multicolored balls floating in the water. And in the center of the video, it says, I think we are ready for the truth. Pete, you could click that link I sent you now so you could see what I'm talking about.
Okay. This looks pervy.
Okay. Yeah, it's a, something about the video is unsettling. That's like without a doubt. Okay. So I said in the middle, it says, I think we're ready for the truth. And the actual caption says, weirdly, do you have a mole or freckle on your left arms?
Hashtag What's crazy is I didn't even see the words.
Yeah.
I think I'm out on this one.
And all of those hashtag back rooms. Hmm. Even though the video is clearly AI generated, and I generally hate AI, it caught my eye because I liked how eerie it was. So I clicked on the comments to see if I could have more.
Smell it.
I actually really liked it. I saved it, which probably fucked my algorithms up. And I like to look at it every so often.
Guys, it's musty.
Yeah.
It's wet.
I think it looks mysterious and intriguing. But anyway, so I clicked on the comments to see if I can get more context. And some of the comments say things like, I have the freckle mentioned. I have one on both forearms. And I was a participant in the GATE program. GATE meaning gifted and talented education. And I was a participant in the GATE program. And I remember these places. Another one was like, so all of us GATE kids are here. And another one said, I was in the GATE program. I had to crack codes as homework. Was taught in a back room. And I'm sorry. Another one said, I was in the GATE program. Had to crack codes as homework. Was taught in a back room of my junior high library I'd never seen before. I have freckles and am an empath. And I was like, what is this shit?
See, mine had a trailer, which is kind of like a back room.
Oh, yeah. No, back rooms mean more, but we'll get to that. Anyway, so I was like, what the fuck is this shit? So at first I like Googled GATE children and then I found out, oh, gifted and talented. I was like, what the fuck does that have to do with this picture? So then I Googled it and I finally came across a New York Post article titled, I was enrolled in gifted classes as a child. I now believe I was in a CIA training program. Now, of course, the New York Post is not a pillar of journalistic integrity, but mm-hmm. It does a good job summarizing.
It's all great. It's a great source for this show.
Yeah. But it does a good job summarizing this conspiracy theory that is on the internet. So the article states that adults who were enrolled in the gifted and talented education program decades ago as children many are now questioning if they were unknowingly being covertly trained by the CIA. Also, embarrassingly, I do want to stress, this mostly pertains to people who were in the GATE program decades ago. So people who are my age. So the TikTok is just full of fucking millennials who look like idiots talking about this shit. So apparently one of the loudest voices on this theory that GATE was linked to the CIA is a woman called Anna Mills. In one TikTok clip, she flips
Fake
through
name.
A, I mean, maybe. She flips through a binder of her classwork from the 90s and shows off a bunch of her assignments, which, by the way, if you're fucking in your late 30s, early 40s, what the fuck are you doing with a binder of your homework? Like, are you a hoarder?
Yeah, GATE kids are hoarders.
Anyway, so she flips through her binders of assignments, and she's like, the stuff I found in here. I'm like, what were they training us for? So she shows many of her worksheets, and a lot of them have to deal with cracking codes, plotting graphs. Some of them teach sign language, Morse code, and there's one that has to do with learning Russian. So nearly all the lessons she shared were focused on creative problem solving, and more than a few mentioned aliens or Russian culture. I will say no recollection of ever doing anything having to do with Russian culture, Russian language, but maybe a Russian teacher taught her GATE class. Ever thought of that? Anyway. In those 3 days, do you remember anything related to Russia, aliens, or cracking? I mean, cracking codes seems fine to me.
I mean, not aliens, but I think Mr. Peltonen could have passed for Russian.
Okay, fair. Now, these videos that Anna Mills shared have led some to believe that they were actually part of a secret CIA initiative to test the supernatural abilities of children with above average intelligence. More specifically, people think that the public school program GATE was likely connected to the CIA's Gateway program. So, the CIA's Gateway program.
One's GATE, the other's Gateway.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Oh. Think about it.
Gifted over here.
Yeah. So the Gateway program is real. So this was a federally funded program that was developed in the 1980s to instruct and train people in the art of switching perceptual modes, the art of becoming more conscious of one's particular inner resources, inner abilities, and most of all, one's inner guidance. This was used to explore the limitations of human consciousness using sound, meditation, and other techniques. Now, you can actually find detailed info on this gateway program on the CIA.gov website, but the public document is way too fucking long, and I'm not reading it for this episode. But L.com looked at it, and they explained that in September 2003, the CIA released the 20-year-old document relating the gateway process, which is a training technique that uses sound frequencies to stimulate the brain to achieve higher levels of consciousness. The files, written by Lieutenant Colonel Wayne McDonnell, read like a masterclass in the esoteric. The universe as a holographic projection, alternative dimensions, traveling across space and time, etc., etc., you know.
Yeah. The huge.
Yep. So the sound recordings used in the program typically feature a series of nonverbal audio patterns hidden by sounds like crashing waves or wind blowing through the trees. So why this is another reason why this is worth noting, is because these sounds are said to be similar to the audio entrance tests that former gifted and talented students claim to remember taking. Now, the test you took when you went back to school, do you remember there being any audio component?
No.
And I want to say this.
A guy administered it at my house. Do you know what his name was?
No.
Dr. Strange.
Ooh. I mean, did he have a first name that you never knew?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
He had a big cape, too.
Like it. wait one second. Okay. So one TikToker explains her testing process, and she says, some of them are basic IQ tests, but many of them were of the meditation type testing, where you had to listen to a woman's voice on an audio tape with big headphones. And they were facilitated.
Big headphones does sound familiar.
You know what? I'm going to say this too. I, for some reason, very clearly remember being somewhere in my school with very big ass headphones.
Yeah.
Listening to audio, but I just recall it being tones. And I definitely
had hearing tests a lot when I was a kid.
Yeah, exactly. And I was going to say, I remember this, but I feel like I'm just confusing a hearing test with my gate entrance test, but whatever. So anyway, this TikToker that says they remember taking audio testing, she claims that this part of the test was facilitated by people who did not work at our school, she added. Anyway.
Because she also interned in HR.
There are some other former GATE students online who have shared clips of audio that they claim they had to listen to during their testing sessions, to which I think, how the fuck did you get that audio that you know for a fact? Like, you're fucking 40 now. You don't remember, but anyway. One clip that's out there features a series of high-pitched electronic-sounding noises, followed by a man's monotone voice that says, "This is the first step along your path to a gateway. The gateway beyond, which is discovery, your own discovery of reality, of truth, of who and what you are." So they claim that this audio was developed by the Monroe Institute for the CIA's Gateway Program. And those who claim that it was used on them in schools believe that the agency was exploring psychic phenomena in children and that they were part of that exploration. So like I said, I do remember taking audio tests in school, but whether or not I'm confusing them with hearing tests, I remember the sounds and I just feel like they were beeps. Like I don't remember anyone talking in these audio tests. Mm-hmm. And honestly, many people online who view these videos also say in the comments, no, I don't remember that. However, that doesn't disprove it because maybe their minds were wiped. Some people say, why do most of us only faintly remember any of it? Someone else says, completely blocked that out for decades until just now.
Just now. All it took was one person saying, I think I remember an audio test.
Yeah. And another person goes, why don't I remember a single thing except the building and the entranceway? Yeah, I don't know.
Child.
Yeah, because we're old. Sorry. The theory goes that either their minds were wiped, their memories are suppressed, or their memories have been altered, whatever. Now, on the topic of things that people vaguely remember, going back to that image I saw, if you then, from that image, start to look at other similar images and you go down the rabbit hole of this gay conspiracy shit on TikTok, you will run into a whole bunch of stuff that has hashtag backrooms or hashtag endless mall. These both refer to spaces outside of our dimension, with endless mall specifically being an extra dimensional space that has the appearance of a deserted mall that seems to go on forever with no entrances or exits in sight. And backrooms are just the more general term for any of these like extra dimensional spaces. And they usually look like deserted, dingy, kind of spooky rooms. Many people who believe in the gate conspiracy will show these images or videos on TikTok, claiming that these are places that they visited while in the gate program. And people in the comments will be like, oh my God, this place feels so familiar. Or I feel like I've been here, but my memories were repressed until now. Oh yeah. But the thing is, like that image I showed you,
it's intentionally made to be nostalgic.
Oh yeah, but I was also going to say, like, it's clearly AI. Like, we're supposed to believe you took that image from your mind? Like, how?
Yeah,
how,
of course.
That doesn't make sense. I don't even understand. But yeah, I will say, I think I also referenced this in the show that comes after this show, that I spent an hour looking at backrooms and endless mall images to a point where I became terrified and became really scared in the middle of the night and didn't want to get up out of bed because I was so scared. But when you do look at those images, you do feel like, yeah, they are nostalgic, and you do feel like, at least do feel familiar. But I wasn't like, oh my God, repressed memories. But I was like, I don't know, there's some phenomenon at play that's making me feel like this is familiar to me. Which, if you...
Like, if the video is designed to look like a mall... And a lot of kids our age went to the mall.
Yeah.
And most of the malls had many things in common. Then any mall is going to look familiar.
Well, yes, yes. Not all the backroom spaces are malls. But yeah, I totally agree. But also, like, I feel like then this could be a whole nother tangent. But there's something about, like, uncanny images that somehow feel familiar, but yeah, I don't know. That's a different topic that I'm not going to get into. But long story short, if you like creepy internet shit, just look up backrooms or endless mall. If you have TikTok, on TikTok. If not, I'm sure you can find it somewhere else, but I'm kind of obsessed. But anyway, all that spooky shit aside, I just want to make it clear that there is currently no concrete evidence to suggest the public school gifted and talented programs were tied to the CIA in many ways and in any way. Maybe unclassified documents.
That was a mental slip by the CIA.
What did I say?
You said not in many ways.
But as Pete pointed out, some people think that the similarity between the two names is enough to show a connection. So I fucking hate when conspiracy theorists are like, oh, but this references this. Think about it. And I'm like,
you know what? I had a gate in front of my house. That must mean that the CIA was at my house, too.
What bothered me is, like, if the CIA is so secretive, why would they put something so fucking obvious? Like, if they're doing a good job being secretive, they wouldn't make it so fucking obvious. Like, you're dumb. Anyway. Unless you want to pull, like, say, oh, they're hiding in plain sight, to which I say, shut up.
Yeah, you want to anyway. Run a disinformation campaign.
Yeah.
Make everybody look stupid.
Yeah. Anyway, I will say, there is, however, a declassified document from the 1985, which you can read on CIA.gov, that shows that the CIA was apparently monitoring psychic children in China at one point. In the document dated back to 1985, the CIA discussed how young boys and girls in the nation were, quote, capable of extraordinary physical feats. And again, this document was too long and I didn't feel like reading it. But there were pull quotes in the document, and one of the pull quotes said, a group from the Beijing Teacher Training Institute announced that its young charges could cause an operating radio transmitter to disappear from one room and show up in another. Whatever. I don't know. It just sounds like stranger shit. What? Stranger Things shit, but whatever. So, do you believe?
When they reboot it, that's what it's going to be called. Stranger shit.
I like it. So do you believe?
No.
What? Yeah. I also don't believe.
It really does kind of feel like a version of like a Mandela effect. You remember something one way and you kind of don't want to let yourself even give an inch to say that you might be mistaken.
Yeah. I will say though, again, not for a moment did I believe this. But when people started referencing the big headphones and the audio, like, testing, I was like, yeah, what the fuck was that? And so, like, it did make me be like, yeah, but I was like, I think that was a hearing test. But
I got a lot of, like, yeah.
Why were we taking so many hearing tests?
I got a lot of hearing tests because my ears were messed up. But also, I remember that in one of my schools, they were trying to do that sort of progressive pod type thing where like the teacher would spend time teaching something to a group of students over here. And then over here, there would be some like working on a worksheet. And then in the last pod, there would be people like using audio visual equipment to get a lesson or, you know, go through a simulation or something like that.
Oh, a simulation?
Yeah. Like, the Oregon Trail or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of weird shit I vaguely remember. But no, I also don't believe. But again, if you take nothing else out of this episode, just take out that you should Google backrooms and endless mall. I will say in my last gifted program, which I really loved, I've seen that teacher out in the wild every so often. And he makes me happy because the last gifted program was so cool. He made us like develop our own civilization and a different language. And like we needed to create a time capsule that a different gifted class was supposed to dig up later. Oh, so every gifted class made its own time capsule of its own civilization. Mm-hmm. And we were supposed to swap with other programs, dig up the time capsule and see if we could figure out the language, figure out their culture. And we made all of the time capsules and then he never had them dig them up. And I think about that every day of my life. Also, he wanted us to be like really, like feel really like true to life. Like he didn't want everything to be like a neat and tidy time capsule. He wanted it to be like fucked up. Like, you know, if we were like archaeologists. So I don't know who thought of this. But for some reason, he had me, my family, every holiday eats like roast pork and there's always like a huge bone in it. And somehow someone found out that I had access to a huge bone. So they had me put that in the time capsule, which is going to fuck everything up and probably have there be like maggots in it. And I was just like, I can't wait till someone else digs this up. Yep. To this day, I don't know if that's still in the school ground, but man. If you're in Pleasant Valley, God, why would someone in high school be listening to this? If you were an alumni or have a child in Pleasant Valley High School, demand that you dig up the 2004 enrichment classes time capsule. Anyway, that's it. Have any plugs?
It's time for plugs. It's time for.
I want to plug Daisy Ridley movies.
What the fuck is that?
The actress.
Yeah, I know what it is. Why are you plugging all of them?
Not all of them, because I don't know anything about Star Wars. But I love this movie, Magpie. That's on Hulu. I may have separately plug that before. I watched Murder on the Orient Express. Okay. Why not?
Okay.
She's in this movie called I think it's just called Cleaner. And she's a window cleaner.
Okay.
And everybody compares it to Die Hard. But, yeah, she's a window cleaner and she has to save her brother and I guess like a bunch of world leaders from being killed or something.
Okay.
No, maybe not world leaders. I'm getting that confused with something else. And lastly, she's in a movie called Sometimes I Think About Dying. And, it was very affecting because she's super, like, it's just a very uncomfortable movie to watch for social reasons.
Mm.
And like, I don't want to project this onto you, Marissa, but like, I at least am sitting there going, I know exactly how you feel, lady. I know exactly what this is like.
Yeah. have you seen her Star Wars movies?
No.
Well, I guess you don't really love Daisy Ridley then.
No, I didn't say I did, Marissa.
Okay.
No, I don't know if I've seen any full Star Wars movies.
Oh, okay. I remember her being cool. I don't know. I don't watch them all. I'm like flying on them.
What are you plugging, Marissa?
Pete, I think you should watch season 2 of The Rehearsal.
Damn it.
I know. And, you know, the show has its ups and downs, but as a whole, it's just more cohesive than the first one. If you don't know what The Rehearsal is, it's Nathan Fielder. God, it's hard to explain. But basically, I don't, you know what? No, just look it up. Please don't make me explain it. Can you explain it?
I don't know what the second season is.
No, but just explain what the season one is, and then I'll work off of that.
So season one, he tried to create a project where he could help people, I guess, like, do better in life. And so he would create, like, actual practical simulations for them.
Yeah.
Okay. And then things kind of started to get out of control because it started to fold in on itself. Like, I think somebody could say that it was meta, but really there's a certain point when meta becomes something folding in on itself.
Okay. Now, yeah, so it's basically like, yeah, like he said, him helping people, and they do a lot of intricate, way over the top rehearsals to rehearse things that would happen in their life. Season 2, instead of focusing on different people and different topics, focuses on airplane safety, which you're like, what the fuck is that? But it just focuses on like issues between pilots and their co-pilots, and it doesn't sound interesting. I know it doesn't sound interesting, guys. It is, I think it's a masterpiece. I'm 4 episodes in. I think it is a masterpiece. I think this is just, yeah, I think it's a television masterpiece.
I'm sick and tired of getting jerked around by this guy.
No, I love Nathan Fielder. It's funny sometimes. It's upsetting sometimes. It's awkward all of the time. I just think it's worth seeing. It's only 4 episodes in while we're doing this episode. But yeah, Pete, I think you should watch it.
All right.
Okay. So yeah, guys, thank you for listening. If you want to give us a call us at 570-POD-1-1. You can email us at
y'allheardpod@gmail.com.
And you can also slide into my DMs at RissVandal if you'd like. Yeah, that's it, I guess, right?
Yeah, we'll see you in a while, guys. We got an episode coming up after this, and that's when you'll find out about our long-term plans.
Yeah. Okay, so bear with us, and love you, bye.
Bye.